Are you experiencing any of the following? Excess weight, fatigue, frequent sleeplessness, depression, brain fog, bloating, low blood sugar, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, or high triglycerides? These could be because of sugar. So if you're struggling with sugar addiction, I want to unravel the bitter truth behind sugar's impact on your health and your weight gain today. If you have been struggling with sugar addiction and you are ready to come at this with the power of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to join my free training that is coming up this month in April. You need to register for the free training, and the registration link is in the show notes. It's called Break Free from Sugar Through the Power of the Holy Spirit. Come join me. Please register today by clicking the link in the show notes. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. There are so many reasons why sugar ruins your health. I think that as women, we know this, we have this in our mind, but yet we are still drawn to it. We are still bound by sugar on some level, and we know we need to stop, but we can't. Or we stop for a little bit, and then we have a little bit of sugar, and all of a sudden, we are back in this vicious cycle. There's a lot of sugar nowadays in so many foods you're not even thinking of. So when I say sugar addiction, so many times women are thinking, you know, cupcakes and cake and candy and things like that. And they'll say, I don't eat that. But yet they are bound by sugar on a different level, such as, you know, maybe they're drinking soda or juice consistently. But this still fits in that same box as having a sugar addiction, because it influences the body in the same way. And honestly, it's the sugar-loaded diets that make women overweight and unhealthy, and they are leading to an epidemic of a variety of diseases in your body. At this day and age, sugar is pretty much hidden in everything from marinara sauce to peanut butter. Yes, from, you know, potentially maybe you buy rice and you cook rice that way. Sometimes it's even in those things you're not thinking of. You're thinking it's healthy, but it is, if you really look at the ingredients, they have added sugar in. So does rice have some sugar? Does cauliflower have some sugar? Does broccoli have some sugar? Do peaches have sugar? Absolutely. But they're natural sugars. I'm talking about companies that add sugar to their products, like I said, from marinara sauce to peanut butter. And so there are many women that are buying almond butter, cashew butter, peanut butter, and it has added sugar in it, and they don't even know. So they think, well, I'm having peanut butter with my celery. I'm doing well. I'm getting away from sugar. But the sugar is in the peanut butter, which is still creating some vicious cycles in your body. Obviously, sugar is in many processed foods and lots of snacks that, you know, you're consuming that you think are healthy, such as granola bars. There's so much sugar. And I don't mean looking at the ingredients and saying, oh, there's, you know, 20 grams of sugar. I mean the ingredients list where it says oats, raisins, fructose, all those things that are listed. This is what I'm talking about. There's sugar in teas. There's sugar in soda. There's sugar in juice. And unfortunately, consuming this is having a direct impact on your health and your weight. So potentially you could be wanting to get your weight down, battling to get your weight down, and all of a sudden, you know, you take these things out, your weight comes down, but then you add them back in. Usually because most women don't really understand the consequences of eating that, such as the peanut butter that has the sugar in it. I'm just using that as an example because that's one I see often. Yogurt's another one. Yogurt has so much sugar that they add in. So again, you think you're eating well, I'm eating yogurt, but because they've added this sugar in, it's actually working against what you're trying to do. And I can list you an array of reasons why sugar ruins your health. Like, sugar interferes with the absorption of calcium and magnesium. Sugar weakens your eyesight. Sugar can cause, obviously, arthritis. Sugar can cause heart disease and emphysema. Sugar can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. And did you know that in intensive care units, when they limit sugar, it saves lives? So we're talking about something that's really important, and it needs to be addressed in a way that, instead of you just knowing, yes, I know sugar is bad for me, I know I need to take it out, but can I give you the top four reasons why it is ruining your health? And this way, you can make an informed decision moving forward. And like I said, there's a list of why sugar ruins your health. But I just pulled, these are the top four that I wanted to highlight today, because I feel like these four have importance, I guess you could say, in our life as women. So I wanted to make sure that these four were understood in a little bit of a deeper way. Like I said, when you have this knowledge and this wisdom, then you can make these decisions based on that versus, oh, I know sugar's not good for me. I know I need to give it up. And you'd give it up, but then you bring it back. So how about we just decide today that you're going to listen to this, really take this information in, and then implement accordingly. And when you start implementing these, or should I say, when you start implementing taking out the sugar and why, you will lose weight. So let's start with number one. The first reason sugar is bad for your health, ruins your health, is that sugar suppresses your immune system. I don't know about you, but I would like a strong functioning immune system. Would you? I would probably say that everybody listening to this would say yes, you want a strong functioning immune system. And if you don't, maybe you don't understand what the immune system does for your system or for your body in general. So you need that immune system, okay? It's really important, and we want it to be strong and functioning optimally. Sugar affects your body's ability to fight off all viruses or other infections in the body. Your body needs certain cells to fight off invaders. That's the bottom line. It's your white blood cells that your body needs. They're actually, another name for them are called killer cells because they go in and they fight off whatever is foreign. So these white blood cells are highly affected by sugar consumption. They are not able to do their job and destroy the bad bacteria, destroy the bad viruses, anything that's in there, like I said, that's foreign, they're not able to go in there and destroy this well when the body eats sugar. They have done studies that show a body that doesn't eat sugar has a very strong immune system. So the next time you are going to go eat sugar, you can say, okay, I don't want this sugar. I'm choosing not to have this because I now understand that when I have this sugar, it affects my body's ability to fight off disease, viruses, and infections. Bottom line, knowing that will help you make a different decision. All right, let's go to the second reason why sugar ruins your health. And this one, I'm going to just say, is a big one because, I mean, don't you want to stay younger longer naturally? Well, did you know that basically skincare and beauty companies are generating up to about $177 billion? They say that they're expected to hit that number in 2025. So that means we must care about our skin. Did you know that sugar can make your skin age quicker? So I'm giving you a beauty tip here. You can save money on your skincare if you just take out sugar. Isn't that amazing? Sugar wreaks havoc on your skin health. It can worsen conditions like acne or psoriasis, and it can cause signs of premature aging like fine lines, wrinkles, and sagging. This is why sugar actually does have a term, doing air quotes, a term called sugar face, because they say that when you eat sugar, your skin does sag, like the something happens to the way you look. Can you think of it this way? Your skin is the largest organ in your body. It's an organ. We don't think of it that way because it's on the outward part of us, right? It's not like our stomach that we can't see, but your skin is an organ. And sugar has a direct impact and effect on your skin. And it's basically, I want to give you a little bit of understanding behind it so that way you understand what's happening instead of just me saying sugar's bad for your skin, it makes you age quicker. Okay, you know that. Maybe you already knew that, but you're still bound by sugar. But I want to give you the reason why. So sugar has an effect on your skin through a process called glycation. Glycation is a process by which sugar molecules bond to proteins and lipids or nucleic acids. Bottom line, the result for you and I is that it's harming collagen and elastin fibers in our skin. Basically, glycation interferes with collagen repair. And as we get older, we need collagen. We need it to repair faster. So if the sugar that we're consuming interferes, has an effect on the process of glycation in our body, then this interferes with our collagen repair. So basically, you want to avoid the sugar so that you have better collagen repair in your body as you get older. I don't know about you, but I would also like this. And again, if we can avoid it naturally and not have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on skincare, then we might as well just avoid this ingredient, right? And avoid processed sugar so that we don't have to have this, what they're calling in that industry, sag face or saggy face. So funny. Or sugar sag face. Or sugar saggy face. I think they're calling it all of that, but you get the point here. So save your money on skincare and just buy better quality ingredients that don't have the sugar or avoid the sugar when you know that this is sugar, such as if you're a soda drinker, avoiding that is going to help your skin. Okay, the third reason that I want to highlight because sugar ruins your health is this. sugar can cause depression. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're struggling with depression, you don't have motivation. So you don't have motivation to meal prep. You don't have motivation to eat well. You don't have motivation to exercise. So depression is going to get in the way of your goals and the steps you are supposed to be taking in order to hit those goals. So if we can take sugar out because it contributes to depression, then this is an easy fix for us. Sugar contributes to emotion and mood changes. That's the bottom line. If you study this out, it shows how sugar affects the brain. Sugar is linked to a lot of cognitive impairments. And research also shows that sugar causes chronic systematic inflammation. A lot of times inflammation is linked to weight gain, or you can't lose weight because your system is inflamed. So sugar causes chronic systematic inflammation, insulin resistance, and it disrupts the dopamine reward signaling system in your brain. So let me just backtrack for a second. You and I both know that if you have insulin resistance, you're going to struggle to lose weight. So if sugar's causing insulin resistance, this is a little side note here, then taking sugar out will allow your body to be less inflamed. Insulin is ebbing and flowing like the way it should be, the way God created it to be. And the point that I'm highlighting here is that sugar disrupts the dopamine reward signaling system in the brain. So what does that mean? The dopamine is what makes you, it's the feel-good chemical in your brain. It's the chemical that induces motivation and happiness. So sugar disrupts this dopamine signaling, which is why it causes depression. It's blocking your ability to feel good. So here you are trying to lose weight, consuming sugar, and now the brain is blocked by feeling good. And then you, let's just say you fall off track for a day, and now you fall into the slump of depression, which then turns into a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 3 months of you feeling depressed and not on your path to hit your goal, which then you eat more sugar, which then is still disrupting the dopamine levels. Do you see the cycle here that's happening? So by you avoiding the sugar is going to allow the brain to function optimally, and you're not going to get or put yourself in the position where you're feeling depression because that part of the brain is being basically shut off. Next time somebody offers you a tea, iced tea, say, "I'd like that unsweetened, thank you." And throw some more lemon or lime in it, or oranges, something fresh, okay? Because then you can avoid the depression. I know a woman who struggles with depression. She struggles with her weight. And when I ask her what she eats daily, this is her morning. She gets up. She has coffee. She has a hard roll. She goes to the deli. She has a hard roll with egg and bacon. And then for lunch, she has iced tea with a sandwich, followed by a Danish. So her depression runs deep. And the thing is she doesn't even realize that she is, she can, I guess what I want to say here is start to break free from some of this by just changing the food she's putting in, because it's full of sugars, right? Her coffee, her tea, the Danish, the hard roll, things like that. They're all just, she's pumping sugar into the body, which is shutting down her dopamine levels, which is adding or exacerbating her feelings of depression. All right, let's move on to reason number 4, why sugar ruins your health. This one you probably hear all the time. You probably know, which is why you say, which is probably why you're listening to this podcast, because you know you want to lose weight. But the number four reason is sugar causes weight gain and obesity. We know this, but let me just give you some reasons of why this happens. So sugar is a high calorie substance. Eating a little bit still gives you a lot of calories that you need. So just a little bit a day can push you past the calorie intake that you're needing. Let's just say your body needs about 1400 calories a day and you're consuming a little bit of sugar every day. That little bit of sugar is pushing you into the 600 calorie bracket. And over time, 600 calories Monday, 600 calories Tuesday, 600 calories Wednesday, then puts you, let's just do the math here, puts you over the amount of calories your body needed to just sustain itself. That's, let's say, 600 calories in 3 days that it did not need. So guess what it does? It stores it as fat, and that's how you're gaining weight. Another reason why sugar causes weight gain and obesity is that it's nutritionally deficient. It does not have the vitamins and the minerals that your body is needing. What does this mean for you? Is that your body will feel hungry more often, causing you to overeat because it doesn't have the nutrients that it's needing to function optimally. Okay, I'm going to give you one more reason in this category of why sugar causes weight gain and obesity, just to help you again have this knowledge, this wisdom, so that you can walk forth and make changes. So eating too much sugar, particularly the item that's a high content sugar called fructose. Now, the definition of fructose is a simple sugar found in fruits and vegetables. That's a simple sugar found in fruits and vegetables. So don't worry about eating fresh fruits and vegetables. What I'm talking about here is the fructose that is added to sauces, sodas, juices, barbecue sauces, ketchup, things like that. What this does is this can significantly increase the levels of the hunger-promoting hormone. So this hunger-promoting hormone in your body is called ghrelin. Ghrelin takes place in your gut. So you might have heard me say this before if you followed me for a long time. I will say sugar has a direct impact on your gut health. You have probably heard that's really important to have good gut health, pH balance of the gut. Ghrelin resides in your gut. Ghrelin is the hunger promoting hormone. So sugar basically increases this hormone, and now you're not feeling satisfied. You're feeling hungry. So you reach for more food. Does what? Increases your calorie intake. So at the end of the day, you are then over the calorie intake you needed for your body to just sustain itself naturally. Let me just recap. So the top four that I wanted to bring to your attention today, highlight the top four reasons why sugar ruins your health is, number one, sugar suppresses your immune system, has an impact on your immune system that is negative. Number two, sugar makes your skin age quicker. Number three, sugar can cause depression. And number four, sugar causes weight gain and obesity. If you have tried before and you know when you get off sugar, you feel great, right? I mean, every woman I talk to says, I got off sugar. My joints stopped hurting. I started losing weight. I could think more clearly. All the brain fog was gone. You know this happens for you. So can we decide that we are going to, together, because I'm here supporting you. I'm putting out what you need. I'm over here praying for you. Can we decide together that you're going to start this journey again, but this time it will be for good? And I just need to make a side note. This does not mean you can't enjoy yourself and have something from time to time that is sugary and delicious for you. I don't believe in living a life of deprivation and just like make it so hard. And no, but there are so many things you can have out there that are delicious, that are sugary, what we would put in the category of desserts or treats that you can eat, enjoy, but don't have the same impact or effects on your system. So if you are really ready to have this breakthrough, this break free from sugar through the power of the Holy Spirit, then like I said in the beginning, please join my free training that is coming up this month, but you have to register. Link is in the show notes. If for some reason you cannot find that link, can you just send me an email? Go to my website, AndreaLynn.com, and say, hey, can you just send me the link? Because I'm not able to find it. I'm happy to get you that. And let me just end with this. God's word is most important. God's word has all truth, all wisdom and knowledge intertwined. So if we look at Proverbs 25:16, it says this. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much or it will make you sick. Don't eat too much or it will make you sick. See, even in the word of God, too much sweetness will make you sick. So if you need to take this word and start saying this every single day, Proverbs 25:16, God, give me the strength to break free from this, because you say in your word, don't eat too much honey. It's going to make me sick. So I want to break free from this sugar so that I can be healthy. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in us. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you today to break free, break loose in our lives so that we can break free from all sugar addiction. We know that it is not good for us. We heard that today. And this body is yours to use, Holy Spirit. This body is the temple of God. And we want to glorify God in it. And we know with the knowledge that's out there that sugar is disrupting this temple. It causes inflammation and sickness. So we need you by your power to break us free from the sugar addiction once and for all, so we can no longer go back to our old worldly ways, but we can stand and walk in a way that is righteous, even as we navigate food. Lord, we want to give you all the glory in this. And as we are broken free, as we are set free, we can say that this was you, Lord. And we can share this with other women around us that say, how did you do it? It was the power of God that broke me free, so that my journey can highlight you and bring more people to you, Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you heal our bodies from any inflammation that it's carrying from sugar, that you heal our brains from the time that we have been addicted to sugar, that you heal and restore every single cell in our body. Lord, I ask you to just work mightily in restoring and recalibrating every hormone in our body so that we are balanced. All hormones are balanced. The entire endocrine system is balanced in Jesus' name. Lord, I come against all lies of the enemy that says, oh, just have a little bit, it won't hurt you. Knowing that that sugar has an addictive property that draws us down and makes us stumble. So Lord, I just ask you to push out these lies of the enemy and that we only hear the voice of your Holy Spirit from this day forward, guiding us, instructing us, and may we stay strong in your word. Proverbs 25:16 says, do you like honey? Don't eat too much or it will make me sick. So Lord, we just ask that you continue to cover us in your word and protect us with your word so we can find balance in our life. I pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.